I asked permission to just share a little thing that I wanted to tell you about the song that I want to sing for you today. 30 years ago, right about now, my second son, Wesley, lost his two-year battle with cancer. We spent 2 years at St. Jude Hospital together battling that horrible thing. And he was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful child. I have to tell you the most amazing thing about him, one of the things that happened when we were at St. Jude. We were at the, they make you stay in hotels instead of the hospital, and he was in one bed and I was in the other, and we'd been there for months, and he handed me a little piece of paper about that big, and I looked on it, and I said, well, baby doll, what's this? I mean, he was five. Actually, about that time, I think he was four. He got sick when he was 3 1/2. And so I'm looking at this little paper, and I said, on it, he had written 2,000. And I said, well, 2,000, what's that? And he said, Jesus healed me 2,000 years ago. And I said, uh-huh, that's right. And he would say the most remarkable things like that. And so I guess it was just God's way of helping me understand, you know, that I was going to have to deal with living without him for all these years, but knowing that he was in the bosom of our beautiful Lord and Savior. So right a few months after that, I had asked this church that I had started going to if they would mind if I sang a specific song on his birthday. And I just said, and you know, we get corny, and I just want him to hear me, and I just wanted to sing this for him and let him listen to me through the clouds. And they were very sweet and generous and let me do that. And so I'd like to share the same song with you this morning. And just help us all remember that 2,000 years ago, some really good stuff happened for us. I think we might need to turn that up just a little. They looked at him and saw a simple man. A carpenter with healing in his hands. They saw him calm the sea and heal a dying man. They saw, but could they really understand? They could not. They could not. Though they tried, they could not. He was just a simple carpenter, yet with healing in his hands. But could they really understand? They could not. They listened to the teaching that they heard, and they wondered at the mystery of his word. They wondered what he meant about a father's plan, they heard, but could they really understand? They could not. They could not. Though they tried, they could not. They listened to the teaching of about his father's plan, but could they really understand? They could not. so finally upon a rugged cross. They killed the men who would not suffer loss. And when at last they took what willingly he gave, he died. But could they keep him in the grave? They could not. They could not. Praise God. From him what willingly he gave. Could they keep him in the grave? Could they keep him in the grave? Could they keep him in the grave? They could not. They could not. Praise God. What willingly he gave. Could they keep him in the grave? Could they keep him in the grave? Could they keep him in the grave? They could not. Amen.